Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Climate finance is targeting the wrong industries. Roughly half of the world's emissions currently can't be reduced, yet green investment continues to avoid the sectors that need the most help: manufacturing, agriculture, and the built environment. By Stephen Armstrong. To achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2030, we have to increase the amount of capital invested in climate tech by 590%, says Daria Saharova, managing partner at VC World Fund, a European venture capital firm specializing in climate tech. While European funds, including the UK's, have 19.6 trillion euros or 21.1 trillion US dollars under management and invested 19.6 billion euros in 2022, that's not enough. We need to invest at least 1 trillion euros every year. The good news, Europe is leading the world in patent application for climate technology, she says. 28% of all patents in this field originate in Europe, so almost one-third of the technology needed is created here. The problem, Saharova warns, is the misalignment between emissions and venture capital. 48% of VC investment in 2022 was into mobility technology, such as e-scooters. Mobility accounts for only 15% of emissions, while more polluting industries like manufacturing, food and agriculture, and the built environment are underfunded. 85% of emissions receive only 52% of funding, according to Saharova. This matters, she explains, because personal behavior change will reduce only 4.3% of emissions. Technologies already in the market will account for 49.8%, meaning technologies under development and in need of investment will need to fill in the rest. 46% of emissions will be reduced by technology that's yet to be developed, and this is the tech we desperately need, she says, and we need venture capital. Venture capital has had its fingers burned in this area before, she points out. Between 2008 and 2013, there was a lot of investment and a lot of failures. So right now, R&D accounts for 35% of investment, private equity 37%, and venture capital just 13% of climate tech funding. There's a huge opportunity for VCs, as the fast rise of late-entrant private equity shows. The return on investment in climate tech between 2015 and 2019 stands at almost 22%. But how do VCs pick the right investment areas when they often lack the skills? We need a crystal ball for a tech product's sales, the target market, the tech's influence on that market, its climate footprint, and interrelations with other solutions. In particular, some serious climate science, she explains. That's a long list. World Fund has developed a benchmarking system called the Climate Performance Potential, or CPP, which is gradually filtering through to academia. It's a blend of comparing the potential a startup has to avoid or reduce emissions, a willingness to ignore the startup's own predictions, and its ability to look at the total addressable market, or TAM, which World Fund calls the total avoidable emissions. This pairs a team's ability to execute with an almost competitive product in a climate-effective technology bucket to understand the order of magnitude that your multiple can achieve. This model is focused on the technology rather than the company, so it can be applied to large organizations as well, she explains. It allows us to measure the carbon market for a technology compared to others by 2040. We need more private capital and public capital, and this market makes it easier for them to predict success. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.